Vermont, Annie Lee. I swear I can't leave you alone, Annie Lee. Well, now you say you're gonna be mine, no matter what you hear or do. Bells ringing for me and you, Annie Lee. Annie Lee. Don't you hear the wedding bells ringing for me and you, Annie Lee? Said you're gonna be mine, no matter what you ever do. You know I love you, Annie Lee.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Microwave Dave, talking the blues on WLRH. Great pleasure having you tuned in. Hope your Saturday is going in spectacular fashion. Some blues for the next hour. That's what we have. A bunch of new releases. We're going to jump right to them. First, Earl Hooker gets his intermission. Thanks, Earl. Don't be gone long. We'll see you at the bottom of the show. We're going to open tonight's program with a duo fronting a band. John Del Toro, and actually John Del Toro Richardson is his name. He's known as Del Toro. And Sean Carney, a guy from Florida, one from Texas, one from Florida, have an album called Driving Me Wild. These guys are primarily hooked up through the blues industry, for lack of a better term, the Blues Foundation that has its international blues competition every year. Each one of these guys has won in their own years the Albert King Most Promising Guitarist Award, or Best Guitarist Award, whichever it is now. And they have recorded together before, but they have not come together with another album called Driving Me Wild. They've also got J.P. Soares, playing guitar as well. And he is definitely from South Florida and has also won the same award. So they got three good guitar players all playing on this stuff. And they're playing some very straight-ahead combo-type blues that you would find, 20th century stuff, if you will, late 20th century. And some nice things as well when they put it. The album called Driving Me Wild is a self-release. It's on the John Del Toro Richardson's label, just called Del Toro Music. We'll start off with one that is called Looking for My Baby, written by John Del Toro Richardson, a nice, easy rocker. And then secondly, one called Slow Down. And this one's got a good jump boogie groove to it. And nice vocals as well. Once again, the artist, John Del Toro Richardson and Sean Carney. The album is called Driving Me Wild. It's a self-release. We will hear Looking for My Baby and Slow Down.
Looking for my woman.
Some fine boogie and guitar blues there from John Del Toro Richardson and Sean Carney, who teamed up on this thing along with J.P. Sword from Florida to make the album Driving Me Wild. The last one there, Slow Down. Before that, Looking for My Baby. And lots of grooves, lots of good tone, and lots of good guitar playing and fun blues, rowdy stuff. Our next artist is a guy who has been to Huntsville on a number of occasions, but it's been quite a while. Buddy Flett and his brother Bruce Flett had a band called the Bluebirds, and they were a staple out of Shreveport, Louisiana, coming to the Coffee Closet, especially playing here fairly regularly during the 1990s, early 2000s. And after that, the band kind of came apart. Buddy was doing other things, going out with a bunch of other artists, including his support of Hubert Sumlin. And while he was on one of the big blues cruises with Hubert Sumlin, he suffered a terrible attack of it's encephalitis, I believe it was, and viral encephalitis, and almost died from it. He had terrible brain damage, and it took a long time for him to come back from scratch and have to rebuild his ability to talk, think, play, and now drive, book, and everything else. And he's back. He has come back, but he's changed his style a bit in the process of doing this. He's not out front with an electric guitar singing in front of a band the way he did so well for so long. He's now sitting with an acoustic guitar and a bass drum. The acoustic guitar is amplified. It's a pretty big sound, but you get very straight-ahead blues from Buddy, who's always been a very soulful performer. And if you've been paying attention to the blues around here from the 90s on, you probably are aware of the Bluebirds. Well, here is Buddy back with a great record called Rough Edges, and it's a self-release. Actually, it's on the Honeybee record label. I think that those guys own that label, if I'm not mistaken. We're going to pick out two tracks from this, one called Honky Tonk, which is a good straight-ahead rocker. And he plays it with just the bass drum. He's doing all the bass drum work you hear on this thing. And the rest of his guitar a little bit layered up on it. And then one called First You Cry. And this is a really fine soul ballad where his voice is held in check, but not by much. A lot of emotion in First You Cry. Buddy Flett. Flett is spelled F-L-E-T-T in case my enunciation is insufficient. The album Rough Edges is on Honeybee Records. We will hear Honky Tonk and First You Cry.
Wow. that don't come cheap when they look like that. But they're so hard to keep when they move so fast. Soon you'll find it's all for the best. Put the best behind and the hurt to rest. But first you cry and then you sigh. Just turn cold. The sun will shine, there'll be warmer days. You'll be feeling fine. Get up and walk away. But first you cry, but somewhere alive, you can run and I don't be so sad and so bad, but you get by.
Some very soulful vocals and some straight-ahead soul guitar playing there from Mr. Buddy Flett from Shreveport, Louisiana. As I said earlier, a man who has graced the stages here in Huntsville a number of times, especially back in the late 90s and early 2000s when his band The Bluebirds was here and very popular with blues fans as well. Having suffered viral encephalitis, he's been out of commission completely, comatose, and has come back and gradually rebuilt his personality and his musicality. And here is a result, the album called Rough Edges on Honeybee Records. Really nice stuff, and great to have Buddy back on the scene. This is Talking the Blues. I'm Microwave Dave. We go now to a release by a soul blues singer from up around Baltimore, who has gotten together with the people at Severn Records, who have put together a great studio up in that part of the country. And but since they have signed the guys from the Fabulous Thunderbirds to their label, have started using them as studio musicians as well. The artist's name is Ursula Ricks, and she has a brand new album called My Street on Severn Records. And she is a writer and a singer. Her style is a little bit different, more basic than some of the songwriting you hear these days. Reminded me a little bit of Char Baby, who we had on a week or two ago. But still, her backup is different. She has a different style of assembling the songs, and that makes them sound different when they're put together with the fine instrumentalists who play behind her. From the album My Street, we will hear Right Now, which is a minor key R&B ballad. And then secondly, one called Mary Jane, a funky riff blues about staying out too late and imbibing in things that get you in trouble later. And these two songs will give us a good hint of what Ursula Ricks is all about. The album My Street on Severn Records, and we will hear Right Now and Mary Jane.
Get up, get out, and do it right now. Get up, get out.
The song Mary Jane, originally done by Bobby Rush, if I'm not mistaken. I think I remember that from an earlier song, an earlier album by Bobby Rush. But I heard a nice job here by Ursula Ricks, along with her song Right Now before that. And that is one of her original songs there. Her album that is called My Street, very nice, on Severn Records. Ursula Ricks is the artist. We go next now to a new release from a guy by the name of Bobby Murray, who may or may not be familiar unless you've caught him on television, because he was for 20-something years the backup artist for Etta James. He played guitar. He came up along with Robert Cray out on the West Coast, the Pacific Northwest to be actually, and they came out as blues fanatics coming out of school who had a chance to see Robert Cray was the artist who came and played at their graduation, as it turns out, in high school, with Albert Collins. And that began a relationship that Albert Collins worked both those guys, Robert Cray and Bobby Murray, in the band. And Bobby went on to play with a number of other people, but most notably with Etta James, with whom he spent 20-some-odd years on the road. He is now out, having moved himself from the West Coast to Detroit back in the 90s, with an album that is called I'm Sticking With You. With this one, we got some great stuff that he has written, mostly other singers. He has one or two vocals on here, but primarily he's doing the guitar playing and the arranging and letting other folks do the vocals. We'll start off with one here called Shake It, Baby, Shake It. Nice dance floor, one chord groove on this thing, and some nice harmonica as well, going along with a unison vocal, very common in rhythm and blues back a few years ago, octave unisons, and sounds great on this thing. Then an original song called Finders Keepers, and this goes back once again to the R&B minor key soul blues format and gives us a good dance floor groove as well. The artist Bobby Murray, the album I'm Sticking With You is a self-release. He is working out of Detroit, Michigan these days. We will hear Shake It, Baby, Shake It and Finders Keepers.
Makes me wanna holler, baby, more, more, more. Ooh. fine hammer, bad mamma jamma. Someone like you could put a man in the slammer. I really like the way that you do. It makes me wanna come and shake it up with you. Shake it, baby, shake it like you did last Saturday night.
That's right.
You shook it so good that you almost started a fight. And when you strut your stuff and move across the floor, it makes me wanna holler more, more, more.
That's right, baby, get it. Looking good now. Oh yeah, I like it when you shake that thing. Get her, baby. Oh yeah.
Thank you. lesson learned. You played with fire and you got burned. Your fire got all tied. Be on your way. Now you know turn on fault is foul play. Finders keep us. All losers and weepers. That's what the folks all say. Tell you that it's true today.
Really nice guitar work there in the background by the artist Bobby Murray, who is the signer on that record, and the one there called Finders Keepers is one that he has written but not sing on that. And before that, Shake It Baby Shake It, he is one of the vocalists singing that group vocals with octaves and everything else in it, and nice grooves on that. You can see where both of these would really be aimed for the dance floor, like soul blues style, and certainly he learned a lot of that while he was serving time in Etta James' band, where they did a lot of dance material, but it was always dance material with her great vocals on top. And that is exactly what he's relying on here on his own record. The album is called I'm Sticking With You. The artist is Bobby Murray. And I'm Sticking With You is a self-release. This is Talking the Blues, and I'm Microwave Dave, enjoying your company. And thank you for being here with me. We go now to our last artist of the evening, a couple of guys who pair up, Chris James and Patrick Wren. They've made three or four albums together now, pretty much all of them on the Earwig label, which comes to us from Chicago. And their style is Chicago-based, but goes back a few years. It's not always the modern or whatever they get out of Chicago these days that we consider the blues. It's not exactly the straight-up Muddy Waters and Heyday 50s either. It's somewhere in between. And they borrow different periods of time to make their stuff. The new album called Barrel House Stomp does exactly that. It starts off with one that's an instrumental, a cut-time stomp called Messin' With White Lightning. And this gives them a chance to pick around a bit on something and have some fun with it. Then there's a good shuffle called It Can Always Be Worse. And some really nice harmonica playing here by Rob Stone, who is present throughout this record as well on It Can Be Worse. And then a good cover of Little Brother Montgomery's Vicksburg Blues, which has that unusual piano groove to it. And they go ahead and make it a double time the way they play it. We probably only get through part of this before we run out of time. But we'll get through a good bit of Vicksburg Blues. Once again, the album Barrel House Stomp is by Chris James and Patrick Wren. It's on Earwig Records. We will hear Messin' with White Lightning, It Can Always Be Worse, and Vicksburg Blues.
Thank you. this night, and you've lost your way. Feeling sorry for yourself, like you can't make one more day. If your life seems like it's cursed, believe me, it always can be worse. I saw a man standing on the corner with a headphone in his hand. Had to swallow his pride, doing the best he can. When life seems like it's cursed, believe me, it always can be worse. With a headset in his hand, had to swallow his pride, doing best he can. When life seems like it's cursed, believe me, all worse can be worse. Up, would you run or would you stay? If your life seems like it's cursed, believe me, it always can be worse. When life seems like it's cursed, believe me, it always can be worse.
I've got those fixed blues and I
you hear
a do. Not quite enough time here to finish up the Vicksburg Blues, but very nice work there by Chris James and Patrick Wren, their album called Barrel House Stomp. And we heard Vicksburg Blues, the old Little Brother Montgomery piece. Before that, It Could Always Be Worse, an original there. And we started off with another original called Messing with White Lightning. Some nice picking on that as well. Good double time. Reminded us of some of Muddy Waters' cut time things that he did, like at Newport and other places. Barrel House Stomp is on Earwig Records by Chris James and Patrick Wren. Tonight's show is featured Chris James, Patrick Wren, also Bobby Murray, Ursula Ricks, Buddy Flett, and John Del Toro Richardson, and Sean Carney. It's a great pleasure and privilege to share my favorite music with you. I thank you for your company, your attention, and your time during the past hour. I'll be looking forward to next week when I get a chance to do it again. I'm Microwave Dave. You get the blues, you know what to do with them, right? Right.
I know you don't love me, baby, but that's all right.